Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 29 and 30. God has been remonstrating with his people of why they have neglected him and ignored him. And now he's saying to them, are you going to contend with me? Are you going to stand up and fight against me and speak against me? Why would you do that? I am the holy God. I am the only righteous and true one. All human beings are sinful. You have transgressed against me, God has said. And yet you think you're going to stand up and you are going to argue with me. You're going to contend with me. You're going to debate with me. You're going to tell me that you're in the right and that I'm in the wrong. It seems so foolish, but really this is what we often do. We look at the things in God's word, we see the truth of God's word, we understand who God is, and yet we will not do what he wants us to do. We will not obey him. We think there must be some other way. I don't have to be this good. I don't have to have this many sacrifices in my life. Surely there must be another way. Surely there are other things I can look to help me. God does not really mean that I'm not to put everything under him. And so we argue, and so our lives can become very sinful. They might not seem sinful on the surface, but really our motivations for doing things can become contaminated very, very easily. God says to his people, I've struck your children in vain. They received no correction. So even though he has tried to discipline his people and he's tried to show them his ways, he has made them suffer under the rod, like you might discipline a child, so foolishness is driven from their hearts and their willfulness is corrected. God says, I have done this to you and to your children, and you have seen it and you have understood it, but it's been useless. It hasn't done anything for you at all. You have not been corrected. You refuse to be corrected. And your stubbornness, he seems to say, is almost more than his ability to discipline. Of course, that's not true. But he's saying things here to try and show them how foolish they really are and how almost impossible it is to correct them in when they're walking in a wrong way. And he says, your own sword has devoured your prophets. So you have the word of God, you know who God is, you know his ways, and yet you have turned your violence against my prophets, and you have killed my prophets and ignored everything they have said. I have recorded their words for you, and yet you still have ignored them. Your sword is like a destroying lion. So the sword of God's people has gone through the land and has destroyed all that is good, all that is worthy, the discipline of the Lord, the correction he wants them to have. They have destroyed their ability to recognise that God has the right to contend with them and to put to death their transgressions. In the New Testament, we have that verse that many of us know about how Satan himself goes around like a destroying lion, seeking whom he may devour. And what God is saying here is that God's people have actually turned on God's prophets and are actually destroying him and God's word. Really, when we look around today, we can see this as well. There seem to be so few who remain loyal to God and loyal to the word. We listen on the media to all sorts of preachers and ministers and speakers, and they twist the word and they contend with God and they lead people the wrong way and they misrepresent God and his truth. And so we have turned God's word against ourselves and destroyed it. We have become destroying lions.